Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, you open the prayer line with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, O Father, for this time. We thank you for this word that's about to come forth. We ask that you would clear our hearts and our minds to receive this word, O Father. You said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, Father, we thank you for our faith being built up by this word today. And we thank you and we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would take our eyes off of the word. And we ask that you would drive it out. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. We thank you for your anointing going forth. And we just thank you for people being blessed, oh Father, by this right now word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mr. Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a Wednesday night prayer line, and that prayer line number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, during our in-person Sunday service, you'll be able to tune in to our church service live starting at 12:30 when we're in person on our Sunday service. Remember that you can also write in special prayer requests to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website where you can write in those prayer requests, and that is fullgospelhouse.org. We have a Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for Sunday, May 8th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30, and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street. That's in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very, you will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with that email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. And now Sister Penny has a special announcement.
Thank you, Sister Tamara. Yes, I do. This is pertaining to the Sunday service prayer line. For over 15 years, we have had a Sunday service on the prayer line, and during that time, it has served its purpose. Currently, and for some time now, there has not been a strong support for the Sunday service prayer line. So going forward, starting next Sunday, April 24th, 2022, the Sunday service prayer line will be canceled. Pastor Smith thanks all of those who have been a support for so many years for the Sunday service prayer line. As Sister Tamara has already said, the in-person Sunday service will still continue to take place every second Sunday of each month. Thank you and God bless.
It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you tonight for your Word to enlighten your people, for your Word to lead God and direct them, O God, and for your word, O God, to do what they cannot do for themselves. And I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Matthew 7 and 7? Just one book tonight. Matthew 7 and 7. When you get that book, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement for those that God has placed goals down in your life, a goal that he desired to come to pass, a goal that is his will for you. And so this word is tonight is focusing on one thing for manifestation. And there are people that are focused on so many things, which is nothing but distraction. This is a natural law. This is a spiritual law. Focuses on so many things bring a collision. But those that have a goal down inside of them that is placed in there, it's a seed by God, a seed planted down inside of you, accomplish something really great. God has placed that down inside of you. And this is the word of God. Busy people who go on in so many directions with so much on their table, so many plates, never see manifestation. When God places a goal down inside of you, he wants you to focus on that he has placed inside of you so you to receive manifestation. This is spiritual and naturally. It's a desire that God placed in you. And you must have a mind to believe it before manifestation. When you focus on that thing that God has placed in your mind, in your spirit, that God has placed inside of you, it begin to vibrate. When vibration comes, it's activation. And that activation goes in a place to bring attraction for that manifestation to come forth. But the most important thing, you got to believe in your mind that you have it. You see it in your mind's eye. And what does it do? It brings that vibration to match that God has for you, to be attracted to you, to go in and do what you cannot do. That vibration brings attraction for that thing that God has placed inside of you. Vibration attracts. It activates. It allows that thing to be attached to you. But people with a lot of place on their table never see the manifestation. We're going to see by the word of God. Matthew 7 and 7.
And it reads, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you."
This is the word of God. Ask and you receive those goals. Seek and you will find those goals. Knock and the doors will be open. Manifestation to you. Knock and the door will be open. Manifestation to you. Because it's God's door which you're knocking on. It's not something, it's not your door you're creating. It's God's door you're knocking on. And it definitely will be open to you. This is for you. I'm talking about a part of this ministry and those worldwide. That God has placed a goal down inside of you. And the Spirit of God wants you tonight in your mind to believe it. These current things around you that bring distraction, your heart and your mind has a seed planted inside of you. That is very sincere from God because you believe in your heart. And God going to cause that vibration to match up with your desire, meaning manifestation. That reflection in your mind in your inner man. And what the enemy does is bring distraction. So this is a word to reinforce, to stop distraction over your mind and give you peace, that your spirit and your mind will align up to those goals that God has placed inside of you so that those desires can come into reality, can come into real life. I'm talking about real life. I'm not talking about in a mind's eye. I'm not talking about in a vision. I'm talking about into the existence. I'm talking about achievement tonight. I'm talking about accomplishment tonight. Sure thing. I've seen a lot of people with a lot of plates on their table. And I wonder, this seems scrambled. This seems, this is schism. This is confusion. They're going in so many directions. They're not focused. They have so much distraction. And it's sent from the pits of hell, so that you will not receive manifestation. And Satan is so smart. He's been doing this for years. But we're in a time now where David said, I believe God will bless me in the land of the living. I'm talking about not in a vision. I'm talking about not in a dream. I'm talking about reality tonight. I'm talking about real life, actuality, for things to come into existence, for you to attain these things. You can't have all of this stuff you're focusing on. It's a distraction from Satan to burn you out, to confuse you, to bring you in a place of perplexity where you never receive manifestation because your mind is in too many areas, attracting too many things. This is a natural law and a spiritual law. But anyone that God has placed inside of them a desire, which is a goal from God, for something for you to obtain, this is for you tonight. It's not for people that's all over the place, all over tables and doing so many things. They're never going to receive manifestation. They're going to get tired and burnt out. But when the Spirit of God has placed whatever in you, actually receive whatever those goals, because you're seeking God, you're knocking on the door of God, not on your own door that you made up and in your thoughts. You want these things to manifest, these earthly things, but it's not the will of God. Doors don't open. Doors open at God's door. And when you're knocking on God's door, definite will open to you. I've seen it happen in so many people's lives since I've been ministering. Just things they believe in God for. God has placed it in their mind. He have spoken to them. It's in their thoughts. And when those things that come to distract them, they say, mm-mm, that's not the desire that God has given me. That's not going to work. Because it's not from God. It's something to distract me. And so many people are caught up with distraction as never before. They put the carriage before the horse. And they're not going to receive anything because it's not biblical. It's not in the natural world or in the spiritual world. It don't match up, saints of God. But when we are knocking on God's door, that God has placed that goal or that desire in our heart, it's a seed. And you believe. That's the most important thing. Believe that you will receive whatever that you ask for. With a sincere heart, you're believing. The Spirit of God vibrates that he's placed inside of you. And that you have need of, match up with your desire, vibration, is infused It's a force that drives that whatever you need, attracts that matching up with the will of God. Those steps comes in order. It's a force by God to bring the vibration. It's action by God that brings the surge. And what does it do? Because you believe it matches up with your desire. He's not going to vibrate anything that's going to match up with what he wants for you. Now, our flesh does that. Because you're focused on that thing that God has allowed to vibrate. You're visualizing it in your mind. The Spirit of God caused the vibration. I mean, action come from God. The surge come from God. And what is that match that you have need of is activated because you're single-minded. You focus on that one thing. And what happened? God makes that thing come alive, thanks of God. He calls that thing to be awakened. He calls it to be provoked because it's the will of God. He calls it to come in manifestation. And on Sunday, I seen it over young people in our church. So this is for you tonight. I want you to believe that that's what God has placed inside of you tonight. That you have no control of it. It's a seed planted by God. But these current things around you, come the things of this world, comes to bring distraction. And so many times we try to make that thing work because we sometimes love distraction. Like I say, it's not God, it's a trick of the enemy. And we say, well, I can do a little this and I can do a little that. I'm talking about distraction. And you're not going to get manifestation. It does not work like that. It's not the word of God. It's not according to the natural law, and it's not according to the spiritual law of God. It's not going to work. But in the natural, there are people who have goals about whatever, and they are focused on that one thing. Then when something comes to attract them that does not line up with their goals, you've seen it and I've seen it. They say, this is not matching up. I don't think this is for me. I know this is not for me. It's not matching up. And what do? People that really want that thing to manifest, they keep walking and they don't look back. But those that are focusing on so many things, they eat off any table because they are distracted. And they never accomplish that goal is never activated. There's never a turn on. It's never a startup because it's not matching up. Nothing come into real life. Nothing come into the existence. But you've seen people do that. I've seen ladies and young men and old people of all ages that say they just waiting because this is not matching up with what is for me. And people think that you're something wrong with it. No, nothing is wrong with you. You're not allowing con distract things to distract that is a goal for you, that the spiritual that God has placed inside of you. And it looks like you are a nonsense, but you are in the will of the Lord. Because what God does, when you wait upon him, he'll go into that place and he'll renew you with strength like wings of eagle because you're waiting on that God has placed inside of you to vibrate, to match up, and you have time to wait on God because in your mind you believe you have it already because you asked for it, not seeing it, but it's in your mind, in your imagination, that his mind's already. So what happened? These current things, these things that come to attract your spirit, to bring distraction, You don't fall for that gimmick. That's a gimmick set up by Satan, a scheme of the evil one. You know better. Because you it's not lining up. It's not matching up with what God has placed inside of you. But a person that's not stable, not accountable, not reliable, they just eat off all kinds of tables and never see manifestation because the vibration didn't come from the Lord. It's driven by the flesh. But when God vibrates your spirit, is action behind it. God infuses you. There's a surge in you that you cannot stop because that vibration is attracting everything that God has set up in the earth to be aroused, to be matched with that goal that you have. It's going to be provoked by God. It shall be awakened by God. It will come alive by God. And what happened? You receive manifestation. So I read 1 John 5:14-15. We're going to close up and I'm going to pray. 1 John 5:14-15, please. First one, get it, please read.
1 John, what was the scriptures again?
1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 14 and 15.
And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him.
That's sound, thanks to God. We have confidence in him, in Christ Jesus, that if we ask anything according to his will, his door, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, those goals, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. What happened? Because you abide in him. His word is abiding you. He said, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's John 15:7. This is tonight for your encouragement. Don't let the current things around you to distract you, saints of God, to stop activation of manifestation. I'm talking about things that come into real life, real existence, attainment, sure things. It is so prevalent in the time we're living in. Because on the news, everything looks impossible, look too hard, look too difficult. But nothing is impossible with God. As long as we line up with his word and his will, believing God is more important than anything else in the earth in this hour, thanks to God. What does it do? Believing God make the impossible thing possible, mean that you're going to see manifestations. Why? Because your spirit is lined up, vibration, meshed up with the desire that God has for you, believing already in your mind's eye, in your imagination, I already have it. I believe it. I'm going to stay in the lane that God has placed me in. And when these distractions come, the Spirit of God, the enabler, will keep me from falling into the snares of the evil one. And what happens? You see the manifestation. You see the accomplishment. Because the Spirit of God have vibrated that thing that needed to be turned on, revive, provoke just for you, arouse just for you, and cause it to move just for you. This is so real in this time we're living in. And there's so many young people, so many old, middle-aged, going to see some things vibrate in their life and match up to their desire. If you can stand fast and not be distracted. Abraham did. He was not, after he realized what the distraction was, he was no longer distracted. And the Spirit of God activate, brought vibration to everything to attract the will of God to be manifested in this man's life. The vibration matched up everything that he had need of starting up. God did it because he was focused. He was concentrating on what God had for him. His eyes was fixed on God. His attention was on God. The center of his interest was on God. I mean his activities. This is so for you tonight. And God don't want you to keep missing the mark. He wants you to hit bullseye. Because David said, I believe that God will bless me in the land of the living. Because the dead cannot praise him. This is your time, saints of God, to see manifestation as never before. I'm seeing nothing but manifestation. My eyes is fixed on him. When distraction comes, I know it's a plot of Satan to get my eyes off of the Lord Jesus. Because there's something that God, by his Spirit, will to bring forth in the earth for his people. I'm talking about manifestation. So when the distraction comes, it don't line up with what God has placed inside of my spirit, those desires. I don't feed on that foolishness. I don't feed on those things that come to hinder manifestation. I'm encouraging you. As long as there's breath and life, God want to do new things for you. He want to break things into real life. He wants you to obtain some things. He wants things to be accomplished. I don't care how old you are. Age is nothing but a number. Psalm 103 and 5, that he would restore your youth. He will make you vibrant to get that blessing. That's what he did for Abraham and Sarah. God is without respect to person. All God wants you to do is believe for that seed he has planted down in you, those goals. Did God want your mind to receive it as done by faith in Jesus' name? Because your heart is sincere. And God, by his Spirit, going to vibrate and match up that desire in the earth to cause that thing to come alive inside of you. That seed going to come alive. It will be awakened by the Spirit of God because vibration infuse your spirit, put a surge in your spirit, put a push in your spirit, and drive you to those places, those things that God has in the earth to match up with his desire tonight. This is real, and the Spirit of God wants you to set your mind on things above and not things on the earth. When you petition God, you know it's the will of God because it's something not just to benefit you, but to benefit mankind. When your focus is right, you get manifestation, saints of God. Those desires that God has placed in you, the Spirit of God, activate them and allow them to come into real life, into certainty, meaning a sure thing. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
I do, Pastor. I'm sorry.
I heard Maddie. I heard two or three voices. Okay, because
yeah,
one.
Pastor Smith, this is Daryl.
Okay.
Pastor Smith, I got two prayers I need. For myself, I had to leave work today. My stomach's been bothering me for the last couple of days. and I got a mad headache. And my son just called and said he got laid off today, so if we could pray for him a new job, I appreciate it.
Okay, do anyone else need a prayer?
I do, Pastor. I just wanted to tell you that was a powerful, powerful word. You know, because of distractions, I let anger get the best of me, and now I have until June to move. But that was absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes. Yes, I have a prayer request to pray over my home.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer? If there isn't any more prayer requests, this is so important for manifestation, saints of God. It's natural and spiritual. And these attraction, they're bringing distraction. The Lord wants your mind to align up with his desires that he's placing you. It have to come into alignment. It doesn't work unless it comes into alignment. I don't care how many demons, devils, people, places, or things try to come against you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why? You're in alignment. You're not allowing those distractions to hinder what the goal that God has placed inside of you. God is so definite. And there's people try to say, well, I can do a little this and I can do a little that. It doesn't mean that the devil is a lie. He's deceiving you. Why? Because God wants you to have manifestation. He's planted a seed inside of you that Satan hates. And he don't want you to stay focused. He don't want you to be fixed on what God has placed inside of you. He wants your attention to be pulled here, there, and everywhere. It's not going to work, saints of God. You won't ever see manifestation. You'll be going from one project to another project to another project and never, ever accomplishing anything because your focus is in too many directions. You're fixed on this for a moment. You're concentrating on that for a moment. Your attention is all over the place, and nothing comes into reality. That's not the will of God. Nothing comes into existence. It's not the will of God. Just like Sister Penny announced, we've been on the prayer line for 15 years. When we started off, there was just us, the person, our church. Then when we God opened up the door for us to go into a wider arena. At first, it was flourishing. And then people, they did whatever they wanted to. You're grown. You don't have to be on a prayer line. You can do whatever you want to do. But after 15 years, God said, cancel. This particular thing is over with for you, Beatrice, for you. Because you've been faithful. You stayed focused. Your attention was on me to do my will. Now it's over with. It's time to go into the next step. It's time to go into that next place. But what am I saying? I was focused, thanks to God. I never missed the prayer line. I don't care if there was two or three on there. And then it was so faithful. We had other people that was, we were matched up. We were so matched up. We was just so in line. There have been the same people on the prayer line for over 15 years, so matched up, so activated. So I thank God for their faithfulness. I thank God for their longevity. But this is a word to encourage the people of God and everyone that was activated, that was in vibration. Their whole life has changed over the 15 years. They are not in that same place. They are prosperous people in the land of the living, and God has brought their desires to pass, manifestation, reality, actuality into the existence. Because we were messed up. We was on the same vibe. We were people of action. Okay. We had to have those fair weather people on, off, in, out, Christ. We didn't care. Our mind was fixed, keen to work with that phone line. And what happened? Everyone that was a part of it, manifestation, activation, why? We was messed up, thanks to God. This is very simple. We were meshed up. We had the same desire. There was a spirit of vibration over us which infused us, which pushed us. It was driven inside of us to stay on that prayer line for 15 years, and God was pleased. Father, in the name of Jesus, I do thank you tonight, Father. This is a real word, a sound word, a word to bring people into accomplishment for those things, oh God, those goals to be achieved, for sure things to happen in their lives. But Father, there are many that's so distracted. They're fair weather friends. They want you in a crisis. They want you when things are falling apart. They want you in turmoil. And then as things come in a place where they think they're in a temporary rest. They say, oh, I can do this next time. I'm going to put this on the back burner. But I got to focus on this, that, and the other. That's a foolish mind. That's a mind that don't have revelation of the word of God. Father, I thank you. We need the mind of Christ in this hour as never before. Because you're not a part-time God. You're not a Santa Claus. You don't run errands for us. You're God. We must serve you in fear. There's so many has lost the respect for God. But there are those, oh God, that you have placed a seed down inside of them, a goal that they must accomplish in this dispensation, something that they must achieve. So, Father, I want you to do this by your spirit to cause a vibration over them. Infuse them tonight. Bring a surge in their lives. Bring a drive in them, oh God, that will bring activity, attraction. Those things that will come and match up with your desire to cause that goal inside of them, God, to be aroused into activation tonight, to be awakened, because it's the will of God. That's what you did for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph. Everything matched up. Whatever they had needed for those goals to be accomplished, it matched up because they believed God. They was consistent and not inconsistent. They was concentrating on God. Their focus was on God. They were fixed on God. Their attention was on God. So that seed down inside of them, vibration activated by the Holy Ghost to match up every person, everything, to bring it into manifestation. This is manifestation now as never before. And I thank you tonight, Father, that the Spirit of God bring accomplishment. Bring those things into existence for your people. The actions of God will cause it to be a sure thing with real life in the earth. And God, I'm going to thank you for it. And I ask you to have mercy on those that are distracted, God. That you cause their mind to come into alignment with your word and your will for their lives. Those things that has them like an egg scrambled, God, you have to go into that place. You got to cause their mind to come into alignment tonight. Their mind must be infused by the Spirit of God. Their mind has to come into a place of revival by the Spirit of God. You got to cause their mind to come alive tonight so they can get focus again, Father Jesus, so they can get in a place where they're fixed on you, they're teachers on you, they're rooted in you because they've been activated by the Holy Spirit to focus tonight. And I'm going to thank you, God, that by faith their focusing will be changed and their mind will be on the things of God. So that one thing, that thing that's going to cause success, that they're focused on by the Holy Ghost, that the Spirit is going to bring all the attraction that they have need of tonight by faith, if they just will humble themselves and receive it. And God, I do thank you for it. Father, I thank you for this. Maddie, place your hand on your head, please. I thank you for the spirit of anger to come subject to the word of God, that the Spirit of God restrain her from these emotions, God, that only you can bring under control. I thank you, God, for the spirit of restraint from the Holy Ghost to move over Maddie. And I thank you for favors, God, for a dwelling for Maddie, that the spirit of anger has been subdued by the word of God, that the doors of favors be opened to her, a door, a dwelling. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The spirit of anger has been arrested by the blood of Jesus and the power of God. The spirit of rage has been subdued tonight, and this peace of God that passes her understanding overtake her. Not as the world give it, give it. You give her your peace, God. And I thank you for the door that she's walking through now. She's in the process of learning. And Father, I thank you that you have time on your hand to help her through this walk. God, you're so kind. You have time on your hand just for Maddie. And I thank you for it. Father, I thank you tonight. Brother Darrell, place your hand on your stomach. Father, I thank you tonight that your virtues go inside of Brother Darrell. And any virus, anything, God, that caused his intestine, his stomach, God, to be upset, that the virtues of Jesus clear out. Anything that caused the complication in his stomach, that your blood flush out anything, any parasite, an infection, the blood flushing out tonight. And I thank you, God, that the spirit of wellness over him. You say, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I thank you for your healing virtues attaching yourself to Brother Darrell tonight. And Father, his son needs a door to open. He's been laid off. There's a location, there's a job, right hours, right amount of money. I thank you for giving him favors to come into an enlightenment and revelation of the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for opening the door of employment for this young man. He has responsibilities he needs to take care of himself. I thank you that you open up this door for him. It's your will that he work. Bless him supernaturally, God, at the right location, the right timing, right amount of money and favors as he goes through that door. That whatever this job is, that you give him a creative mind to learn. And anyone that would try to come against him on this new job, confuse them now from hindering this young man by faith in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray for this person home. Spirit of God, drive out all interference. Everything that have this home in turmoil, have this home in a place of derision, that the blood of Jesus drive out confusion tonight in the name of Jesus. She's on this line and she believes. Acts 16:31 said, we believe in Jesus, we in our house is saved. For her to ask for prayer, she believed. Save that house, God, from any turmoil, for anything that has that house upset. Bring your order and bring your peace. And your blood cover it tonight by faith. In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you tonight. I just, a peace of God is over me. And I give you praise, God, for manifestation for men's and women's of God worldwide. That you have placed in them, that goal, that the Spirit of God bring vibration over that goal. It will match up with the desire that God has for them. And I thank you for that vibration now to come in activation by faith in Jesus' name. That the force of God drive whatever they have need of to attract that desire in order for it to come into manifestation. God, I believe you tonight, for it's time for manifestation. And I thank you for it, and I believe you for it in Jesus' name. I thank God. I believe God for you. I'm in agreement with the word of God on your behalf. And those that can be online tomorrow on our home line, our 916 number, if you can, God bless you. If you can't, God bless you. Be blessed. Look for manifestation by faith in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. Pastor Beatrice.
Amen.
And the Full Gospel House
thank
of Prayer
you.
Family.
Amen.
We'd like
you,
to thank you for joining us on tonight. Listen,
praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
11 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call. Area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.